Turn with me, please, to Psalm 142. Psalm 142, please. It's a psalm or a prayer of David. We're going to look at that for a short time this morning. Psalm 142. David says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I have walked, have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Pray that God will bless his word to our hearts this morning. The title very simply this morning is How to Be Triumphant in the Midst of Trouble. Our thoughts this morning are turned very much to Psalm 142 and two words in verse 2. David says, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. David says, I showed before him my trouble. You know, friends, this morning it was Joseph Parker, the London preacher, who said these words, no preacher would ever lack a congregation if he preached to troubled hearts. And if you think about that for a moment or two this morning, he was absolutely right. From when we address our words to troubled hearts, we are almost sure that we're speaking to everyone in the congregation. Because everyone, everywhere, at some time or other in their life, face trouble and trial. I'll say that again. Everyone, everywhere, at some time or times in their life, face trouble and experience trouble and trial. In Psalm 142, we find the writer David in great trouble. Look at verse 2, please. He says, I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. He's referring to his trouble here. In verse 4 he says, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. David felt in his life at this particular time, he's expressing to God here his feelings, that everything that's on his mind, everything that's in his heart. And David feels at this particular time that nobody cares about him. He says, no man cared for my soul. You know, friends, David was in such distress. He was going through such difficulties at this time that that's exactly how he felt. He felt that nobody, nowhere, cared at all for him. You know, I trust and pray as we look through this Psalm this morning, that we will indeed learn, as David learned, how to be triumphant in the midst of our trials and our troubles. We're not going to learn this morning how to escape trouble or how to be free from trouble, because unfortunately life's not like that. Life's not as nice as that. Every single one of us, doesn't matter who we are, doesn't matter what age we are, every single one of us will face trials and we will face trouble of one kind or another in our lives. You know, friends, this morning, I trust and pray that we'll learn, like David, how to glorify God and how to be triumphant in the midst of our trouble. We're going to look at two things this morning. First of all, we're going to look at what David tells us about his trouble. And then we're going to look at how David reacts to his trouble. Now, how he reacts to his trouble and how we react to our various situations is very, very important. First of all, what we are told about David's trouble. Let's get a picture of the situation at this time. David was a fugitive. He was on the run from Saul. And when he cried out to God in Psalm 142, this prayer that he cried, he was in a cave. Whether it was the cave of Adullam or the cave at En-Gedi, we're not told. It doesn't tell us exactly where he was, but he was in a cave. And you know, friends, it doesn't tell us in this psalm exactly what David was referring to. It doesn't pinpoint exactly what he was talking about in this psalm. He just tells us he was talking about his troubles. But what his troubles were, we do not exactly know. You know, maybe that's a good thing this morning. Maybe that allows you and I who are going through difficult times. Maybe that allows us this morning to put our troubles into this psalm. And as David learned how to be triumphant in the midst of his trouble, if we put our problems and our troubles and our fears and our distresses into this psalm, maybe we'll learn like David learned how to be triumphant in the midst of our trouble and our perplexity, and so on. David does, however, tell us some things about his trouble. We're going to look at just a couple of those things this morning. David tells us, first of all, that his trouble was very severe. Look at verse 3, please. David says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me." He tells us that he was overwhelmed with his trouble. You know, the word overwhelmed there really means wrapped about. Think about it for a moment or two. Just as the smoke from a bonfire or a furnace billows up and wraps you about. It's all around you. It's underneath you. It's above you. It engulfs you completely. It totally surrounds you. And just like that there, David was surrounded with his trouble. He was surrounded with his distress. He was surrounded with his problems. He was surrounded with everything, every difficulty that he was going through at that time. You know, David must have felt at that time that his whole world was just caving in around him. That his whole world was just falling apart. Falling apart completely. You know, if that's not bad enough, look at verse 6. David says, "Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low." Those words, "I am brought very low." You know, friends, if you're brought very low in your life, it doesn't happen with a click of a finger. It doesn't happen overnight. It indicates a process here. One thing after another has happened in David's life. One problem after another, one difficulty after another, one distress after another, everything was happening in his life, just one thing after another. And he tells us in verse 6 that he's brought very low. He's brought to the stage where he's very low, where he's in the gutter, where he finds himself feeling rejected, and feeling depressed, and feeling lonely. He's in the very depths of despair here. Wonder, is that where some of you are this morning? Are you feeling like David has felt here? You feel like your world is caving in around you. You feel that nothing is going right for you. You're feeling depressed this morning. You're feeling in the depths of despair. One problem after another has happened in your life. One thing after another has come into your life, and it's depressed you, it's discouraged you, it's got you down. David cried out to God, but he was being honest here in everything that he was saying, and he's telling us in this psalm exactly how he felt. Verse 3, he felt overwhelmed, surrounded with his trouble. Verse 6, he felt very low. You know, friends, this morning, there are times in our Christian lives when that happens, and we are brought very low. We are discouraged. We are disappointed. We have so much pressure and so many problems upon us that the burden just weighs us down continually. Not only does David tell us that his trouble was very severe, but David tells us that no one seemed to understand or to care. Look at verse 4, please. David says, I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. Think about it. No man cared for my soul. David must have been at an all-time low here. This must have been the hardest part of all for David. He came to the point in his life where he was in the cave and crying out to God. He says, nobody cares about me. No man cares for my soul. You know, it's a tremendous help, friends. When we are in the midst of trouble, going through difficult times and so on, that we feel and know that others understand and care. What a help it is. What an encouragement it is. What a blessing it is to know that somebody cares. That somebody understands what we're going through. That somebody is thinking about us. Somebody is praying for us. Somebody really cares. You know, that's not how David felt here this morning. That's not how David felt when he was crying out to God here. David felt so low. He felt so rejected. He was in such distress that he cried out, nobody cares for my soul. Nobody cares for me. Nobody's interested in me. Nobody wants me. Nobody understands what I'm going through. Nobody cares for my soul, he said. Friends, this morning, is that how you feel? Do you feel that nobody understands what you're going through? Do you feel this morning that nobody cares for you? Nobody's interested in you. Nobody fully understands the pressure and the distress that you're under. That's exactly how David felt. You know, friends, can I say something this morning very lovingly and very tenderly? If that's how you feel this morning, you're wrong. If that's how you feel this morning, you're wrong. David was wrong because God cared for him. God cared for him. God cared about David's problems. God cared about David's distresses. God cared about David's trouble. God cared how David felt. He cared that he felt really low. He cared that he was under such pressure and going through such a difficult time. God cared about David, friends. And let me tell you this morning. God cares for you. He cares about your problems. He cares about your distresses. He cares about your worries and your fears. He cares about the news that you've heard. He cares about every single detail of your life. No matter what you're going through this morning, no matter what you're facing in your Christian life or in your life in general, let me say this morning, God cares. God cares. David tells us two things here. Well, lots more, but we're only looking at two. He tells us that his trouble was very severe. And he tells us that no one seemed to understand or to care. You know, how did David react to his trouble? Well, the plain fact of the matter is this. David triumphed over his trouble. David triumphed and he learned how to glorify God in the midst of his trouble. I'm going to tell you two things that he didn't do. He didn't brood over his trouble and do nothing at all about it. He didn't dwell on his trouble and think about it continually. Think about it for a moment. If we continually think about our problems and our difficulties and our distresses and the pressure that we're under, it'll only get us down all the more. David didn't brood over his trouble and do nothing at all about it. Oh, friends, this morning, sometimes when we're depressed and distressed with trouble, we dwell on it. What happens? We become inactive. And that's absolutely fatal. He didn't brood over his trouble and do nothing at all about it. Secondly, he didn't become bitter and rebellious. David didn't point the finger at God and question God's love. He didn't point the finger at God and question God's wisdom. He didn't point the finger at God and question God's providence. David knew that he was in the hands of a loving God, a loving heavenly Father, and David didn't become bitter or rebellious. He didn't become hard and critical and ill because of his trouble. So what then did David do? What then did David do with his trouble? How did he react in the midst of his trouble? The trouble that overwhelmed him. Well, he did three things, and I'm going to be very brief in saying these things. First of all, David brought his trouble before the Lord in prayer. Oh, friends, that sounds very simple, doesn't it? It sounds very simple. But sometimes it can be a very difficult thing to do. David brought his trouble before the Lord in prayer. Look at verses 1 and 2. David says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I showed before him my trouble. Verses 1 and 2 make it abundantly clear that David brought his trouble before the Lord in prayer. Everything that was in David's mind, everything that was in David's heart, everything that was bringing him down, everything that was hurting him, everything that was bringing him under distress and so on, everything that was troubling him at that time, he brought it all before the Lord in prayer. Verse 1 says, I cried unto the Lord. We see the urgency here and the intensity here. We see David says, unto the Lord did I make my supplication. What did he bring before the Lord? Look at verse 2. He says, I poured out my complaint. He brought his complaint before the Lord. Look at verse 2 again. I showed before him my trouble. David brought his complaint. He brought his trouble. He brought everything that was getting him down. And he just laid it all before the Lord in prayer. Friends, this morning, whatever troubles you're going through, whatever pressures you're under, whatever distresses or problems or discouragements or worries or fears that you have, could I encourage you to do something this morning? Do what David did and bring them before the Lord in prayer. Tell the Lord how you feel. In Psalm 142, David didn't hold back. He didn't use fancy words. He didn't try and put things together to sound nice. David cried out to God in prayer. David told God how he felt. David told God how he felt at that time. He told God everything that was on his mind and on his heart. And he laid it before the Lord in prayer. Tell the Lord how you feel, friends. Tell the Lord about your problems. If you feel you can't cope with the pressure, tell the Lord that you can't cope. Tell him that you need him. You can't cope on your own. You know, Isaiah tells us what Hezekiah did when he received a threatening letter from an enemy. Isaiah 37 and verse 14, I'm going to read it. It says, and Hezekiah received a letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up onto the house of the Lord and he spread it before the Lord. Hezekiah had received a letter, a threatening letter. And Hezekiah took it and he spread it before the Lord in prayer. The wedding at Cana of Galilee, the wine ran out. What did Mary do? She took it to the Lord. The Christians in the early church, when Peter was in prison, what did the church do? They took it to the Lord in prayer. They met together and they prayed for Peter in prison. Oh, friends, this morning, whatever problems, difficulties, whatever you have that's getting you down in your life, bring it before the Lord in prayer. You know, friends, this morning, this is how to react in a time of trouble. How did David react? He brought it all before the Lord in prayer. This is how to react in our times of trouble. This is how to respond in the times of difficulties and so on. Bring our trouble before the Lord. Bring ourselves before the Lord. And ask for His gracious help in those difficult times. You know, friends, this morning what happened when David did this? When David brought his trouble and his problems to the Lord, what happened? Well, his faith and his trust in God was deepened. Look at verse 3. It says, "When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path." When I was surrounded with trouble, when I was overwhelmed with trouble, when I was in the gutter, in the depths of despair, what does David say? "Then thou knewest my path." Verse 3 tells us that David was confident that God knew his path. God knew all about him. You know, it was as though that David was looking up into the face of the Lord and saying, "It's all right, because you know all about me. You know all about me." Oh, friends, this morning, God knows all about you too. He knows all about you too. Verse 5, look at it for a moment. David says, "I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." Oh, friends, is this not faith triumphing in the midst of trouble? Is this not how to glorify God in the midst of our trouble? In verse 5, he says, "I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living." What David was saying to God was this: "You're everything that I need. Everything that I need." There's lots could be said here. We haven't time this morning to go into it. David was saying, "You're everything that I need." You know, if we look at Psalm 23 and verse 4, a well-known psalm, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. Thou art with me. Even in the most difficult times, under the most difficult circumstances, God's always there for you. Friends, this morning he brought his trouble before the Lord in prayer. And as a result of that, his faith and his trust in God was deepened. You know, if you bring your problems and your troubles to God in prayer, your faith and your trust in God will be deepened as well. You'll learn like David learned, how to trust him, how to depend upon him, how to look to him, how to rely upon him in your Christian life. And finally, David was filled with hope. Because he brought his problems, his trouble to the Lord in prayer, because his faith and his trust in God was deepened, David was filled with hope. Look at verse 7, please. David says, "Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me." In verse 7, David was filled with confidence concerning the future, that everything would work out satisfactorily, that everything that was planned would work out the way God had planned it. You know, it's one thing to trust God for the present, but to trust God for the future, the unknown future. That's something else, isn't it? But David trusted God, not just for the present. David trusted God for the future as well. Verse 7, David says, look at the two words, the two shalls in this verse. David says, the righteous shall compass me about. And he goes on to say, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Friends, if we lose hope this morning, we become filled with despair. Say that again. If we lose hope, we become filled with despair. We get down all the more. And it's absolutely fatal. It's disastrous. But David was filled with hope. David was filled with hope, and his faith gave him hope and confidence concerning the future and concerning God's loving undertaking and his ultimate deliverance in his life. Think about it for a moment. David, a fugitive on the run from Saul. The king was after him. His men were after him. We don't know what all David was going through, but he felt so lonely, so rejected, so depressed, so down. And yet he triumphed in the midst of his trouble. How did he do it? He brought his problems before the Lord in prayer. As a result of laying all at the Lord's feet, what happened there? His faith and his trust and his confidence in God was deepened. And David was filled with hope. Could I encourage you this morning, bring your problems to the Lord. Bring your problems to the Lord and lay them there. Could I encourage you this morning, triumph in the midst of your trouble. Bring your problems to the Lord. It's like the hymn said years ago, bring your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Friends, if you do that, your faith and your trust in God will be deepened. And when that is deepened, your life will be filled with hope. You'll not be under the same pressure. You'll not be in such distress because your confidence and your hope and your faith and everything in your life will be resting and relying on God. Can I say this in closing? Be filled with hope because God knows what's best. His ways are not our ways. At times. Sometimes we find it difficult to understand why God allows certain things to happen. But he knows what's best. What he wants us to do is to bring our problems to him. What he wants us to do is to have our faith and our trust in him deepened and strengthened. What he wants us to be is to be filled with hope. For the present, and indeed for the future as well. May God bless his word to all of our